So I understand that in theory this year was supposed to be about sugyas in Bava Kamma, particularly relevant halach lemaisa, and it happens to also be Parshas Mishpatim, so it's kind of hard to turn down this topic, so we'll try to see what we can do. And I thought what we'd try to do is go almost a little bit of an overview as to what gives us the right and the ability to paskin any Dinei Momonos Bizman Hazeh, particularly Dinei Momonos of Nezik in a Bava Kamma, that there was a very, very serious problem with their entire concept of having what they did for Dinei Momonos Bizman Hazeh. And that is the fact that the Mishnah actually tells us a little bit later on, the first brecha, how far the Olam Gan of Bava Kamma, but towards the end of the first brecha of Bava Kamma, so the Mishnah tells us that you have to have a Beis Din, and the Gemara immediately explains that the Beis Din has to be Dayan Smuchin, they have to have the official Smicha Ishbe B'nisha Meshu Abeinu. Nobody should be insulted by what I'm about to say, but any of the smichas that we have today are obviously meaningless in terms of the official smicha. That we have today is a very makeshift kind of an idea based on something totally different. It's not the real authentic smicha, Ishbe B'nisha Meshu Abeinu. The real smicha has been out of use already for about 1700 years or so. The reason why it fell out of use was is that it can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael, and pretty much when the Jewish community in Eretz Yisrael wasn't really functioning to any real degree, towards the end of the period of the Amoraim, so the entire smicha unraveled. So Lamaisa, Lamaisa, we don't have Dayam Smuchin anymore. The absence of Dayam Smuchin, so basically, our hands are tied, that if somebody is mazik somebody else, somebody's animals by somebody else, doesn't matter what it is, basically can't do anything. You can't take a person to a din Torah because we don't have any dayanim who are kosher to be dayanim. This requirement of dayanim smuchin is derived from a series of psukim. The Gemara is the beginning of Maseches Sanhedrin, have all the drashas from the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, and definitely in the realm of Hilchos Nezikin. So passing it in Torah Hilchos Nezikin today is pretty much irrelevant on a level of the araisa based on regular dayanim. Nevertheless, the Gemara tells us in a few places, the Gemara tells us a little bit in the beginning of Maseches Sanhedrin, then a little bit more in the end of Maseches Gittin, and then a little bit more in the eighth brecha of Bava Kamma. You put together all the sugyas, and you come up with the following realization, that there is a way to paskin, at least to some degree, Dinei Momonos Bizman Hazeh, and that's the principle that the Gemara tells us, what's called Shlichu Sayhu. So the simple reading of that phrase means that we are the Shlichim, we are the representatives of the Dayonim in who had Smicha. Now, if you think that the word Shlichusai really conjures up the image of Shlichus, so you have a lot of explaining to do. Because how in the world can this be Shlichus? It breaks all the rules of Shlichus. The basic rule of Shlichus is that when the Mishaleach is no longer alive, it's kind of hard to believe that I'm still a Shaliach. So here the Mishaleach died, the last Dayan Samuch died 1700 years ago. How in the world am I going to be his Shaliach? And second of all, what in the world does have to do with shlichus? Shlichus means that I can appoint you as a shliach to some field, b'kadosh nish, things of that nature. But if the halacha requires that you have a certain credentials, so if you don't have the credentials, you don't have the credentials. So how in the world are you going to represent me? What kind of halacha is that? Let's say I'm a Yisrael, I'm not a kohen. So the kohen is going to appoint the Yisrael as a shliach to do a vayda. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. So obviously shlichusayim doesn't mean kipshuto. So what does it mean? So this was a big machlekes in Rishonim as to what exactly is this principle all about, and depending on what you think this principle is all about, is going to impact on how you view Dinei Torah in the realm of Nezikin Rizman Hazeh. Everything is hinging upon the principle of Shlichusayim. So the Ramban, in the fourth parakh of Maseches Yevamos, quotes two opinions, whether Shlichusayim was something that was just made up mid the Rabbanon. The Chachamim had no choice. They had to make up a principle, so they called it Shlichusayim. It's a make-believe kind of a principle in the Torah. It doesn't exist mid their Isa, and we in fact have no koach to have any Dinei Torah Rizman Hazeh. So how could the Chum change the Dinim D'Araisa? So the answer is, the Gemara Gittin of Lamed Vav tells us that in the realm of Dinim Mamonos, Beis Din has a tremendous amount of koach of Hefker, Beis Din Hefker. So the Beis Din has the koach to be Mafker Mamon. So you're probably wondering, is this a little bit of circular reasoning? That means we're the Beis Din, we're being Mafker Mamon, but we're not really a Beis Din because we're not authorized to be a Beis Din. So one could argue that either the original Bate Dinim from time gone by created this Hefker, Beis Din Hefker, or maybe the standards for what constitutes a Beis Din for the purposes of Hefker, Beis Din, Hefker, maybe don't require Smuchin. So that's a further shayla, that's a further breakdown shayla. But somebody had the koach of Hefker, Beis Din, Hefker to institute Shlichusayim. So the Ramban says Shlichusayim is only mid the Rabbanim. So if you look carefully in the Gemara, the only places that we find Shlichusayim is by Dinei Momonos, and there is one Gemara tucked away in Daf Peches and Gittin, where we find it by Gittin as well. The Gemara says, tells a story how Rav Yosef was once forcing a person to give a get, and the halacha requires of kfiya. So Abai asked him, how could you be kaifa somebody to give a get? Ela mishpat v'shatosim lefneihem. So the din is that in order to be kaifa somebody in anything, even to give a get, you require beis din shel smuchin. So what koach did Rav Yosef have? So the Gemara says, no, it's okay. It's based on Shlichusayu. So the Ramban says, hey, that's Shlichusayu by Gittin. So what does that have to do with Hefke Beis and Hefke? The Ramban says, that's also not such a terrible problem, because in the realm of Gittin and Kiddushin, we know the Chazal could change the rules there also. That's called Hefkin Ramban and Kiddushin Vinayu. So either they can declare that the original Kes of Kiddushin was Hefke in the first place, so he never gave her a ring. So when the rabbi asked him under the chuppah, is this ring yours? So he said, yes, that's what he thought. But then, when 20 years later, when he doesn't give his get to his wife willingly, and the Beis and beats him up to give a get, so then he glory Muslim Afreya that ring was never really his, that it was always a Dov Shal Hefke from day one. That's how some Rishonim learned that Afkinu is. Another Taisus quotes the possibility, maybe it's like a Kedushin ala Tanai, since the person said Kedas Moshe of Yisrael. I was at a Kedushin recently where the Chassid like fumbled a little words over the words. He said, and he started to put the ring on before he said Kedas Moshe. I got all nervous. I thought maybe he had something up his sleeve that he didn't want it to be Kedas. No, he just didn't remember what the text was. So it was also Das Moshe of Yisrael, even if he didn't actually say it. So whatever it is, the bottom line is that Chazal do have a lot of leeway in the realm of Gittin B'Kiddushin, and also in the realm of Din Mamonos. So the Ramban writes, the fact that we find Shlichusayu in Mamonos and in Gittin B'Kiddushin is not an indication that it's Deraisa. And the Emes may be, there really may only be a Din B'Derabanan. But then Ramban takes a little bit of an about face, and the Ramban says, you know what, maybe it's Deraisa. He never doesn't explain how it works Deraisa, but maybe it's Deraisa. What compelled the Ramban to change a little bit? So what compelled the Ramban was, is that in an age-old question that almost all three Shem are bothered with, and that's the Gemara in the fourth Berakh of Maseches Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos talks about the requirement of having a Beis Din for Geirus. The Gemara is from Sukkim. Mishpat Ksivvei. The Torah uses the phrase Mishpat, judgment, at Din Torah, vis-a-vis Geirus. So the Gemara says that you require a Mishpat, you require three Dayan and Midaraisa. And a Gershin is Gai, Shalom B'Fnei Beis, and the Geirus is Batlum and HaTorah. So Tosfos on the spot raises the objection. So how do we have Geirus B'Zman Hazeh? We know we have Geirus B'Zman Hazeh. What are you going to tell me? The Geirus B'Zman Hazeh is only Midrabanan. It's not Jewish Man Hazeh. That doesn't seem to fit. So there has to be some kind of a Din D'Oraisa that enables us to have Geirus B'Zman Hazeh. So Tosfos quotes one possibility. It's based on Shlichusayu. So the Ramban says, if you go down that route of Shlichusayu and you apply it to Geirus, that means you really believe that's D'Oraisa. How it works? I have no idea. But it can't be the Rabbanon. It can't be Hefke Beis and Hefke. So it's got to be something. You didn't tell me Hefke Kumzitz tonight. Once I was giving a shiur in Kevi Avna, and I said how the Kohanim is Manazeh, as a Shaila, whether they're real Kohanim, not real Kohanim, and according to some Achronim, and all of a sudden the lights went out. So I got nervous, and now I'm saying the Dayanim are not real Dayanim. So something is coming to get a message across to me. My mouth shut. Oh, okay. So Tosfos invokes the principle of Shlichusayu vis-a-vis Geirus. So the Ramban says, yeah, that would put Shlichusayu in the realm of being a Deraisa. That's a tremendous chiddush. So the Emes says that many Rishonim don't go down that route. Could be that most of the Rishonim hold that Shlichusayu is not really a Deraisa. The Ramban's first pshat is correct. It's really only made the Rabbanan. So Taka, how does Geirus work? So there have to be other answers for Geirus. So we're not learning a shiur in Geirus right now, but tangentially it's important to understand that Geirus may have its own rules, that there is a Gemara in Krisus enough tests, where the Gemara tells us that even though when you become a ger, you have to mimic Matan Torah. We could have said the shiur about Yisrael, it's Pashat Yisrael. So when you mimic Matan Torah, when you're a guy, you have to mimic Matan Torah. So just as right before Matan Torah, they had a bris milah when they left Mitzrayim, they had a tevilah before Matan Torah, somewhere in the Pesukim, it sounds like they did a tevilah, and they also brought karbanos. Those karbanos are recorded in next week's Pashat Mishpatim. So the Gemara says, so to the Deiris, a ger has to have all of the above. So the Gemara says, Yihachi b'zman hazeh, how can we be mekabel gerim? There's no karban. The Gemara says, no, that's not a problem. The Deiris seichem ksiv. The Torah says that gerus has to continue for all generations. That means it's inconceivable there should be a time in history where there are no gerim. So the Rabban Shlolem knew that there's going to come a time when there's no Beis HaMikdash, and he still wrote in his Torah that the Deiris seichem. You put two and two together, you realize that the korban can't be makir. That there has to be, the show must go on, it was geirus. It's impossible for there to be a tkuf in Jewish history without geirus. So the Gemara only says that legabi korban. The Gemara doesn't say legabi anything else. So one day in Tosfos, Ramban, another Rishon say, no, maybe that's the solution to the Beis Din problem as well. Maybe the reason why we get away without smuchin is the same story. We really fundamentally should have required smuchin, but the Rabbanu Shalom said that there is seichem, and the Rabbanu Shalom knew there's going to come a time when they're not going to be smuchin. So built into the system is, the show must go on, whether you like it or not, whether it meets the rules, does meet the rules. If there's no korban, zol zayin without the korban. If there's no smuchin, zol zayin without the smuchin. Whatever can't be done in any period of Jewish history, we're just mevatra, we're just moichalan. That's the gzeres hakosel of der seichem. That's what other Rishonim say. And the Rambam seems to avoid the entire question. The Rambam seems to hold that unlike the other Rishonim who were bothered with the question and have to come up with an answer, the Rambam seems to say that there was never a question in the first place, that you never required the Yom Smuchim. Why did you never need the Yom Smuchim? The Gemara says Mishpat Ksiv Bey. So the Rav is a beer in the Rambam, where based on other Rambams, that the din of smuchin, one could raise a question, what's the nature of the din of smuchin? Why is it that the halacha requires that you need smuchin to pass in the Torah, to the din of mamnus, in the fashas, in the shachaydish? What's the nature of that din? So one can understand that in one of two ways. Either that's a definition of the gavra, means a person is not a dayon unless you have smichin. That's one of the credentials. So unless you have that that Torah that says, I have smichin from Moshe Rabbeinu, so you don't have a shame of a gavra, of a dayon. Well, maybe not. It has nothing to do with you as a person. What it has to do with, it has to do with the process. Namely, a dayan is usually asked to shayla. They're a dinim omnis, they're a dinim fashas. So in order for a dayan to give a psak has to be Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinai. It has to have the authority of Teres Moshe. When you have a shayla in your day, shayla chashavas, luchas brachas, okay, no, no, so any rabbi can give an answer. If you know the answer, you can give the answer. But certain areas of halacha, the Teres Machbid, that the psak has to emanate directly from Teres Moshe. And the only way to create that direct line of Teres Moshe is through the vehicle of smicha. So when you have a basin that's paskin shailas, certain kind of shailas, they have to have smicha. Not that they as a gavra have to be a samuch, but the psak requires a samuch. My nafkamina. Nafkamina would be, what's the din if you have a dayan who's not serving as a posek? You have a dayan who's serving as a maisa basin. It's a maisa basin without a psak basin. So that's exactly what gerus is. Gerus is a maisa basin without a psak basin. The Beis Din is not pasking. Sometimes the Shalit comes up, but the Beis Din doesn't paskin as a Beis Din. They can call up a rabbi who's an expert in Uchus Geirus. He took 4th year Halacha Maisa, so he knows all the Din of Geirus, and he'll give you the answer. So you don't need a Beis Din to paskin the Geirus Shaila. Indeed, a moment is Din Nefashas, if the Dayan can't paskin, they should get off the court and have somebody else become a Dayan. So the Rav explained that according to the Rambam, whenever you have a Beis Din Shalom B'Torah's poskim, you don't really need the Yoram Sibuch in the first place. Mashal Ma'ad Avedoyme, a Beis Din for Chalitza. So the Gemara learns that from Sukkim in the beginning of Mitzvah Chalitza, that a Beis Din for Chalitza doesn't require smicha. So according to the Rambam, that's not a great exception. That's because the Beis Din of Chalitza is not paskin in Shal anyway. Every once in a while, the Shaila comes up in Chalitza, so they'll call the rabbi who learned the Masechet Yevamos, and he'll answer the question over the phone. They're not the poskim in Ilchas Chalitza. The role of the Beis Din Chalitza is a Maise Beis Din. Chalitza requires a Maise Beis Din. And the Rishonim who learned that there would have been a Din of Smuchim by Geirus, Tais and the Rabban, Lulei, the special Din of Shlichusai, Lulei, the Din of Ludarasech, Lulei, the extra special halachas, they obviously understood that no, even though the Beis Din of Geirus is not wearing the hat of poskim, just the mere fact that they are dayonim, a dayon always by definition has to be samuch, whether he's pasdin shayos, whether or not. What about chalitza? Chalitza is exercise across, so chalitza is an exception to the rule. So at the end of the day, we know for a fact that the chusayah works, and that's the basis, that's the ABCs for dinim omnis bisman hazeh. We also know that we have geirus bisman hazeh, but we're not sure whether those two things are connected. Some rishonim connected the dots, therefore, assuming Shlichusayah was Deraisa, and other Rishonim did not connect those dots. It said Shlichusayah Luchud and Dinim Omnis Luchud. Dinim Omnis is based on Hefkebez and Hefkebez Deraisa. Shlichusayah was just made up Midr Abanan, and Geirus is based on Nodar Osechim, or based on the Rambam Shita, that the ultimate source for our doing Dinim Omnis today is just placed based on Hefkebez and Hefkebez. So we're not exactly sure why we're doing Dinim Omnis Pesman Azeh, but we are. Bottom line is, we are. The only thing is, the Gemara tells us that we don't do all Dinim Omnis today, that since Chazal were the ones who gave us the green light to do Shlichusayu, something that we probably wouldn't have done on our own, so therefore Chazal said, we're only going to invoke Shlichusayu when it's very, very important. Not all Dinim Torah are so critical. What makes a Dinim Torah important? So the Gemara in the beginning of Perek HaChoyv, on the 8th Perek of the Kamba, basically creates two different categories that have to converge, have to combine together. First of all, it has to be most of the shchicha, something that's normal, something that's common. It's a crazy meshugah the din Torah that comes up once every 500 years. So it's a milsad of shchicha. We're not going to make a din. We're not going to make a din of shlichusayim to solve the crazy cases. And then number two, it has to be midah the ispechisor and kiss. It has to be something that if we don't pass in the shadow, the other fellow's going to really lose. So the fellow's going to mamish lose money. So that's concerned us. That bothers us. But the other fellow's ishkevel. He didn't experience such a chisor and anyway. It's not the end of the world. So then we're not going to invoke shlichusayim. So based on those two principles, it comes out that the Gemara has this common refrain. It appears at the end of the first Pekah B'Bakam, it appears many times throughout the Masechta, that basically, in Goyvin Knas B'Bavel, that when it comes to Knasos, when it comes to penalties, so we generally don't have any Dinei Torah involving penalties in Bavel. Bavel just means a chutzpah, it's when there's no smicha. This man is there, even in Eretz Yisrael, it's like Bavel, because we don't have smicha today either, so we're stuck with the limitations of Bavel. And therefore, for all practical purposes, all cases of Dinei Torah involving Knasos, would never be paskin today. So let's say if a person steals something, so we can make the ganav pay the keren, because that's pretty normal. It shouldn't be, but it's pretty normal. So that's the milsa of the shlicha bramli, as well as it's a bidet is pay chisar kis. If you don't pay the fellow back, he won't be reimbursed. He's going to lose money. But for us to paskin the kefel, for us to paskin the dal of the hay, those are things that are above and beyond the call of duty. Those kinds of things. If you don't get your kefel, don't get your dal of the hay. So you're not down anything. You're not losing anything. You just didn't get your knas. So that's not enough for us to invoke shtiklus ayu. So therefore, we're not going to have any dinei Torah of knasos bisman hazeh. So that's what the Gemara says in the end of the first Bavel Bukama. Ein goyvin knasos b'bavel. And again, Bavel now has been extended to Eretz Yisrael as well. Once there were no more with the unsmuchen in Eretz Yisrael, so that reverts to become like Bavel also. So that's what it says beferish in the Gemara, in Rishon, in Shulchan Aruch, that we don't have dinei Torah on knasos bisman hazeh because of all this limitation. Nevertheless, the Gemara does tell us at the end of the first Pech of Bava Kama, that let's say, again, the Gemara was talking about Bavel Bizman, that there was still Dayanim left in Eretz Yisrael. And for us, it's the same for Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, even though there's no Knossos that we're going to be done today, but there is something that we may be able to help you out with Bizman Azeh. And the Gemara puts it in the following context. The Gemara is talking about a specific Knas, that's the Knas of Shor Tam. When the Torah says in this week's Pasha, Machmas Ashur Achai B'chatzas Kaspo, that when Ashur gores and attacks either a person and damages the person or attacks another animal and causes damage, so the first three times it's considered to be Ashur Tam, you only pay Chatzi Nezek. So the Gemara says, Machloikas, is that a Knas or is that Momon? So Mamash Bina Kotze Lo Kotze. One opinion the Gemara says that it's basically Momon. Momon always means when there was a real loss of money. Let's say if I break your window, that's Momon. If I borrow $100, I have to pay it back, that's Momon. If I bake a potatoes, I have to pay for it. Those are all Momonists. Knossos are paying kefil, paying dal day, things above and beyond what I really should be chayef to pay. It's a penalty, it's a fine. So chatzi nezik is a funny kind of a din, because it's nishter nishter. So one opinion the Gemara says is that it's basically a knas, because the ikra din you really shouldn't have done. It's such a crazy thing, your animal gore, didn't mashugan a thing, you weren't really held responsible to watch against that. So therefore, the ikra din, in terms of pure monetary law, you should have been potter. The Torah slapped a fine on you to pay chatzi nezik. Well, the Gemara says maybe the other way around. Maybe you really should be chayav lagamer. You let your shore out, you should have known that your shore may do something crazy, so you're held responsible, you should have paid nezik sholem. The Torah never had rachmanos on you and said, all right, first couple of times to give you a break, and we'll chop it down to halfway. So it's a very lumdish shishat where the cup is half empty, half full. At the end of the day, you pay the same $50 out of 100. Whether you're paying it, but there's moment of Torah's Knas, that's the machlokes. So the Gemara says, Vilchasa, Haviniska Knasa. We pass in the halacha like the opinion that Chatzi Nezek is in fact the Knas, and therefore the Gemara's corollary is, and therefore in Gan Bebavel. And therefore we're not going to accept Dintar for it as Manazek, because it's only Knas, so therefore we don't have the authority to pass in the Shiloh. The Gemara says, but Itofas Lamafkinimine. But if the person who got damaged, if he goes ahead and he does tfisa, if he grabs the money himself, so we're not going to make him give it back. Now, normally, if you're taifei something that's not coming to you, so we have a name for you. That's called your agana. You're not allowed to take somebody else's shirt. But here, your animal gored me. So technically speaking, you owe me X amount of money. I don't have a recourse to Beis Din because Nebuch we paskin paganiska kenosa, and no, there's no day I'm smuchin around to paskin the shayla. So leis breira, so I go ahead and I grab the value of the chatzik kenas of the chatzik nezer. So the Gemara says, okay, you did it, and no one's gonna take a bath from you. We're not gonna be goyvel chachila, but vitavas lo mafkinin minay. So there's a major machlokes at Rishonim. Why is that? What are the mechanics of that statement? If we just got finished saying we don't run these dinei Torah today, why in the world does tefisa work? So the Rosh, at the end of the first Bava Kama, quotes from the Ramah, that the Ikar Adin, this really should not work. That Minat Torah, what do you mean you're going to grab at the money? You have no right to grab the money. There was no Dintariya. So who are you to grab the money? Elawa. But the Rabban and Chazal felt very, very bad that he, Mamash, getting cheated out of what's coming to you. So Chazal made a special tekona that we're not going to help you. We're not going to say Shnit Lusayo on it because it doesn't meet our criteria of Shnit Lusayo. But if you go ahead and you take the law into your own hand in the wild, wild west, and you go ahead and you grab the thing, so we're not going to stop you mid the Rabban. We're going to let you do what you did on the level of the Rabban. But the Ramah says, "Bamedivam and Murim, I'm going to let you do that." That's because Nebuch really suffered a loss. Means at the end of the day, you're down an animal. You lost $100. So Nebuch, you can't take more than 50. More than 50 to turn, even if it's not Bezdin, you wouldn't get more than 50. But we'll let you Nebuch take your 50. But what if it would be a type of a knas that you suffered no loss? Let's say it was kefil dal dehei. Kefil dal dehei, the god of his court, the Bezdin made him pay the keren and shon gamanu. The fact that we're not going to let you get the extra. Who gave you the right to get the extra? The Torah gave you the extra, but the Torah says, sorry, this case is not acceptable, b'zman hazeh. You don't have to get him smuchim. So comes the Raman, says that kind of a knas, if you go ahead and grab, we're not going to let you take it. We're going to make you give it back. That Hilchasa Pavel Kniska Knasa is very, very unique because Pavel Kniska Knasa is the only knas in the whole books that you really suffered a loss, but it's a knas because B'ikra Din you should have gotten nothing, but in the end of the day you did suffer a loss, so because of that uniqueness of Chatzi Nezek, of short time, therefore we're going to let you be toifis. But any other kind of a knas, forget about it. If you're toifis, we're going to call you a ganav, we're going to take the money back. And the Rosh disagrees with the Ramah. The Rosh says, no, that's not the pshat. The Rosh says that tfisa is not a din de rabbana that Chazal felt bad for you. The Rosh says tfisa is based on a different principle entirely. It's based on a sugi, the third pech of Baba Kama. The beginning of the third pech of Baba Kama tells us there's a principle called Ovid Inish Didal and Afshe. Let's say I got into an argument with money over you, and I know for a fact that you owe me the money. I know Chashim Bishop is better than you. I know for a fact you owe me the money. I don't want to be bothered with a base. It'll take you 6 months to sit in the base. Then I go ahead and I sneak at the house at night and I grab what's coming to me. So we pass in Allah. I'm not allowed to do that. If I'm wrong, I'm going to get into a lot of trouble. Basically, you're not going to be happy with me if I'm wrong. But Meikra didn't allow to do that. And if he glowed mil so that I'm right, so then Basin said, good. So Avidish, you were the dying. You took the law into your own hands. So comes the Russian says, that's what Tfisa is. Tfisa is an expression of Avidish to the Nafshe. That the din dictated that you have to pay me the money. Beis Din can't do anything about it. Their hands are tied. But my hands are not tied. So if I go down the vehicle of Beis Din, I can't get the money from you. But if I go down the vehicle of Ovid Din Shidul and Afshe, that's going to work. So the Rosh says, that's going to work with the Raisa of Ovid Din Shidul and Afshe. Beis Din is not going to help you, but you can do it on your own. And therefore, says the Rosh, that's going to work for all Knossos. Not only because the fellow lost money, not only because I'm down $50. If I want to go ahead and grab the kefal dal, hey, that's my gear, says the Rosh, I can do that also because at the end of the day, you owe me the money. So the Rosh's argument is very, very convincing. That why did the Ramah veer away from this? Why did the Ramah say no? It's not based on Avodah Shtilul Nafshe. It's not really a din deraisa. Tfisa doesn't exist in the Torah. It's a chumah mid-tavdin mid-rabbanan that was instituted leman, the person who's being lost. And therefore, if there's no loss, then we're not going to institute this din. Why not?
But I thought we don't hold that kanash really exists.
But that's the Rosh and the Ramah. That sounds like exactly what we're talking about. I planted you here. There's a reason why you brought me here. We've been cahoots. So, Mechora, what is the Nekudas Machloikus in the Rosh and the Ramah? It sounds like the Rosh's argument is very, very convincing. So the answer is that most probably what the Nekudas Machloikus is as follows. That everybody agrees that there's a concept of Tfisa in a case of Ovid Inish Didal and Afshe, namely, when the din dictates that I owe you the money, so then you have a right. If you choose, you better be right, but if you choose to take the law into your own hands, technically speaking, you can do that. But the Ramah disagreed with the Rosh because the Ramah thought that Knossos, you can't apply that rule of Ovid Inish Didal and Afshe for the following reason. There is a major, major question, a very, very long question. The Rishon talk about it a little bit in between the lines, but Rabbi Kivega made this shaila very, very famous at the beginning of Maseches Makos, where there's a fundamental shaila as to what exactly is the nature of a chiyuv knas. A knas is a funny kind of thing. It's different than dinim omnis. So when it comes, let's say, to breaking a window, which is pure dinim omnis, when I break a window, whether or not Beis Din ever catches me, whether or not I ever pay you the money, I owe you the money. There's no question that the nezek that I committed, the nezek that I did to you, I broke your window, so I owe you $100. If Beis Din catches me, great. If Beis Din doesn't catch me, it's good for me, bad for you. But at the end of the day, the chiyuv was notzad. The chiyuv was created from the act of hezek itself. However, by knas, that's not so simple. By knas, one could say that also. One could say that when a ganav steals something, he becomes this chayev in kefel, whether Beis Din catches or doesn't catch him. So it could be that knas is identical to a chiyuv mamon, or maybe no. Maybe knas differs from a chiyuv mamon. But maybe a chiyuv mamon is created by the act itself. A chiyuv knas is a penalty, is a knas, is something that's superimposed, it's a fine, so it has to be decided by Beis Din, and calls by that the Beis Din doesn't decide that you're chayev, so you're not chayev. Let's say the marshal, there's a din that might be knas potter. So if Beis Din can't figure out on their own whether I'm chayev to pay the knas, so then I don't have to pay the knas. Moed b'knas is going to be potter. So what exactly is the status of knas? Is knas fundamentally like mamon, that the mechayev is the maisa hezek? Or is Knas so radically different? So that seems to be the Nekudas HaMachlokes between the Ramah and the Rosh. The Ramah understood, you can't say Ovid Inish Didal LeNafshe by Tfis of a Knas, by Tfis of a Mamon maybe, not Tfis of a Knas, because it's not Didal LeNafshe. I'm a ganav if I take your money. I come to Beis Din and I say, no problem, I'm going to be toy-faced for the kefal and dal that's coming to me. Beis Din says, there's no kefal, there's no dal hay coming to you. Kozman, we didn't issue a pact, which we're not going to do, because we're not there in the seven. So then there is no chiyuv. So if I go ahead and I steal the kefal, careful with Klan Dalvein, I'm a Ghana, because the Beis Din is going to be mafkia for me. But if you hold like the other side, the Fechi of Knas kicks in from the moment of the Maisa itself, similar to Mammon, the fact that Beis Din didn't get around to doing it, okay, that's Beis Din's problem, but I'm going to take the law into my own hands, so Ovid Nishim Lanafshe is going to work by Knas as well. So from the Gemara, you can't tell. The only time the Gemara says Tfisa works by Knas is by the Knas of Chatzi Nezek. So the Ramah says that's the exception to the rule. That's the Din Midrabanan. That's the special Din Midrabanan, Laman, to protect the Hefsid of the other fellow. But the Ikaron, the real Din Deraisa, is Tfisa doesn't work for Knas. Masha'in Kane, according to the Rush, no, that's just an expression of a regular Knas. That's an example of a regular Knas, because Knas is not radically different than Mammonus. So what should the Din be? Do we have any Raya? What should the Din be? Is Knas really start from the Maisa, or does Knas start at the later point? So there is a Yerushalmi in the seventh parak of Bava Kama, where the Yerushalmi has the observation that if a person knows that they have quote unquote chayav kenas, let's say I know that I stole, I know that I should be chayav kefil, I know that I was tevech moicher, I should be chayav dalvei, and Beis Din didn't catch me. So I want to be a nice guy. It's Erev Yom Kippur. I want to be Yotzei De Shemayim. So I want to go ahead and I want to be clear my slate in Shemayim. I go ahead and I give you the money, the kefil dalvei that's coming to you. So the Rishon quote Rishalmi that says there's no reason to do that. That there's nothing to be gained. You want to give a guy, give whatever you want. But that's not let's say De Shemayim. There is no chiyuv at all. Let's say De Shemayim in terms of chiyuv kenas. So the Bavli doesn't say it explicitly. The Rishalmi has a dia from the famous story about Tovi and Rabbi Gamliel about being mappel his ayin or shein and go lecheres whole chagaj in the seventh parak of Merubah, seventh parak of Bava Kama, parak Merubah, that seems to indicate this way. So the Rishalmi says that Pamalek that there's no din of let's say Sde Shemayim by chiyuv kenosis. So the question is, what do we make of that? What does that indicate to us about anything? So lechora the Ramah would explain to you what indicates us is the following. Let's say Sde Shemayim means where there's a chiyuv that's chal on you, so then you're supposed to pay up that chiyuv. If Beis Din catches you, that's great. And if Beis Din doesn't catch you, but in Shemayim, you're still chayiv. At the end of the day, I owe the guy $100. Of course I have to give the guy $100 back. So why shouldn't that apply by Knosso? So the answer is, makes a lot of sense, says the Ramah, because by chiyuv Knosso, it's no chiyuv yet. The chiyuv doesn't kick in until the Beis Din steps up. The Beis Din is not stepping up. They don't even know about it. So then what's by chiyuv? Let's say it's Sde Shemayim. But according to the Rush, it's hard to understand. According to the Rush, who says that the chiyuv kicks in right away, so the chiyuv kicks in right away, at least let's say Sde Shemayim, I should be chayiv. So let's say if I know for a fact that I'm chayiv dal v'hei to you, so according to the Rush, why aren't I supposed to pay it? What's the chisan? Why shouldn't I pay it? So Rabbi Chanan suggests that maybe the reason why, according to the Rush, you don't pay is for a different reason. That a kenas, by definition, is an onesh. And as an onesh, so an onesh by definition means it has to be meted out by a third party. It means you can't volunteer an onesh. I can't, if I know I'm in trouble, I can't say, okay, I'm going to volunteer to dock myself from the next activity or something. You have to be docked by someone. So I think what big onesh we have today. You have to have somebody else has to superimpose the onesh. The definition of an onesh means that it has to be done by others. You can't volunteer to do an onesh. So it's not going to be chal. It's not going to be toifes, to pun the quote, pun. It's not going to be toifes. If you go ahead and I come forward and I say, I would like to be, let's say, Stishimai and give you $100, that's a matona biyama. That's not chal. Because the mummers is not transferring derech onesh. I am chayiv, let's say, Sde Shemayim, so to speak, but there's no mechanism for me to fulfill that Sde Shemayim. It won't even be tchal. If they give you $100, it won't be in Shemayim that I was yotzei the onesh. There is no way to be yotzei the onesh unless it's being done by somebody else. So that's what the Rosh Lechoy would say, Agiz Rebbe Chanan. That's what Tfisa and it says Sde Shemayim part ways. Tfisa, the onesh is done by others. It's not the others of Ezen, it's done by the other Baldin. So the Rosh would say, that's okay. As long the chiyuv is there, not unlike the Ramah. The chiyuv is there for mamash from day one, from the Shasa Maisa. Eloah. When it comes to a tvisa de achayim is chal midaraisa because the onesh, the chiyuv, is being meted out by a third party. The third party could either be a Beis Din, literally, or an Ovid Nishtid, or a Nafshe. Either one would be acceptable. But for the person to come forward on his own and volunteer to give the money, derech tzeis de shemayim, that's meaningless, says Rebbe Chanan, because it won't be chal on neshem onesh. So both the Ramah and the Rush agree to the din that tzeis de shemayim inat chayim. Both the Ramah and the Rush obviously agree to the Gemara Bava Kama that bechatzi nezek, so tfisa is going to work, and they part ways. How to understand the discrepancy between those stories? So according to the Ramah, that Gemara in the first bracket is the yotzei min haklal. The basic klal is that tfisa doesn't work. Nothing works because there's no chiyuv whatsoever by kenosos. And according to the Rush, the exact opposite is true. The chiyuv is the legamri from day one. It's just that practically speaking, there's no way to do it unless somebody else is being it. I'm sorry.
Moedah bekenosos poter. So what's how could a person? Even if you're chayv like a broke breaking a window, of a zelot doimer that I'm going to go to pay you, So what's the difference between that and Molda B'Knas?
Yeah, Molda B'Knas Pata means that Beisdin will not make me chayav based on my Hilda. Unlike Mominus, if I come and I say I broke your window, Beisdin's going to hold me responsible even if I change my mind next week. Whereas if I was moided that I stole and I'm chayav dal day, Beisdin's not going to make me pay. That may or may not mean that I'm chayav and say Shemayim. I could still be chayav de Shemayim. Molda B'Knas Pata is a din in Beisdin. It's not a din whether in Shemayim I'm chayav or not. So that din may not necessarily impact.
I thought there's a Mishnah that applied. The other way that I thought. That's why I didn't love the explanation of the Mishnah. But the Mishnah talks about whether Shemitah is Meshame and talks about versus Mamo versus Kenas. But before the Gemara Din, after Gemara Din. If you hold that, you really don't have a Kenas till the Gemara Din. So then, at least, it's meaningful when the Mishnah says that Shemitah is not Meshame because there's something there.
So the Gemara there is distinguishing before Zikifas Milva. That's what the Gemara is asking. Because Shemitah anyway is only cancels halvot, doesn't cancel other things. So even if there's a chiv there, but it's not a halvot, the only way to transform a kenas into halvot is you have to keep a smilva, which is a question of what in the world that means.
Right, that's a straight difficult. But if you say there's nothing there in the first place, you don't need the mission to tell you that.
That really means post the basin. Basin at the pasuk that you chayev, that doesn't necessarily transmit to me to keep a smilva, not necessarily.
It's like there's something like Gemara Din there, I thought. And then before Gemara Din, there'd be zero. So what?
I think I happened to ask for Lucas in that once.
And he thought it was a good shot. He wrote it down his notebook, but Rav Miller was excited over his notebook.
Okay, I have a notebook, so
but then I spoke to Rav Schachter and he thought it was the dumbest thing I ever said, and then he was laughing at me. He said, what do you mean? The Rambam says we don't hold like that anyway, so what are you talking about?
I don't know. So I'm probably somewhere in between.
Exactly.
I don't want to insult you. I wanna come back in the summer.
but what would you be knocking off if there's nothing to knock off?
That's all. So we've been talking about Dini Torah, having Beisdin doing all kind of things with Manazeh. We've been talking about Tfisas, we're talking about Dini Shemayim. But what would the din be in the following kind of a case? The truth is that this could be true for regular moments. It's not even the Zikin anymore, regular moments. You can sometimes have a situation where the Beisdin's hands are tied. Even in the old days, even when you had a real Beisdin, a real Makoy, a real Dayam Smuchin, the Beisdin's hands are tied. Why in the world are the Beisdin's hands are tied? Because the Din Torah is a Sofek. It means we don't know what to do. We're not even sure what the halacha is. We have a tekel. So Chazal has some kind of a shayla. We don't know whether this kind of a case would warrant having to pay. So we throw our hands up, we paskin that the guy's potter. Why do we paskin the fellow's potter? Because Amot Bechavel Avaraya. That's the Gemara at the beginning of the fifth prayer. We're trying to get every prayer of Baba Kama. We hit most of them. The Gemara at the beginning of the fifth prayer of Baba Kama tells us, how do you know Amot Bechavel Avaraya? So it's a little bit of a funny Gemara. The Gemara starts out by quoting a pasuk in Parshas Mishpat, Mibal Dvarim Yigash Aleihem, Yagish Vay Aleihem. And then the Gemara says, Lamli Kros Varu. Where do you need a pasuk for? Every Tom, Dick, and Eric can figure this out. And if something bothers you, go deal with the problem. It means you don't have a proof. So it's your problem, not my problem. So Mitzvah L'Rai is a pasuk to Svar. So it's clear from the Gemara when you have a really, really good Svar. So then you don't really need a pasuk. So the Gemara concludes your attack, right? The pasuk is something, means something else. And the Mokor from Mitzvah L'Rai is a pasuk to Svar. So then the problem is that Rashi, when the Gemara quotes the Din Matzchavei Olorai in other places in the Seches Gittin, Rashi says, oh, by the way, as the Pasuk says, so that opens up a whole new world. We'll come back another time to talk about what the nature of that Din of Matzchavei Olorai is, but it's a Pasuk to Svar Nafkimina is Ladina. But at the end of the day, everybody subscribes to that Din, HaMatzchavei Olorai. So you have a Din Torah that's playing out now with real Makoy Dayanim, the real three expert Dayanim, they're all smuchin, and they throw their hands up and say, we have no idea what the din is. It's a svek of the din. Like it's a rishayim, it's a take on the, we have no idea what to do with this. So what do you do? So we're going to bask in the matzah of Arayim. So what does the other guy do? So the other Baal Din, who thinks that the money was coming to him, he doesn't do too much. He takes the halach into his own hands. He goes ahead and he does tfisa. And he says, aha, after all, I learned the first brech of Baba Kama. So I know that when the dayanim fail me, I can do tfisa. So what's the difference? Whether the dayanim fail me because they're not dayanim, or the dayanim fail me because they don't know what to do. So I'm smarter than the dayanim. So I'm going to go ahead and be toy face. So now what do we do? So that's a big, big question in the Gemara and Bishan. What do you do in such a case where we were not authorized to give the money to Reuven, but Reuven went ahead and took the money himself? So what would that locha be? Would we say that that tfisa works under those circumstances? So that starts with the famous, we have to switch Pesachas out of Bava Metzia. So that starts with the famous sugya on the beginning of Pesachas Bava Metzia, above the sugya of tfisa liachas shenolad ha-safek. Even though the Gemara never really uses that phrase, but that has been the conventional words to be used for the last 1,000 years or so. So the Gemara talks about a case of a tfisa liachas shenolad ha-safek. The particular case the Gemara is talking about is a Suffolk Bechor. We have no idea whether this Bechor is really Bechor or not. We don't know whether this is the firstborn, not the firstborn. So what do you do? So there are two shailas that always come up in terms of Bechor. There's the Isra Heta Shaila. Does it have conditions Bechor? And then number two, there's a Dina Mumna Shaila. Does the Kohen get it or not? So the Mishnah splits between the two. The Mishnah says that vis-a-vis the Isra Heta, it's a Suffolk Derais L'Chumra. So it's also the Gizra Vaidi, you're not allowed to work, you have to wait till it gets a moment, etc. But vis-a-vis matnas kahuna, I don't have to give it to the kohen because giving it to the kohen is pure dinim mamonos. So I'll hold on to it, hope and pray it gets a mum. It gets a mum, then I'll eat it. I don't have to give it to the kohen. Let the kohen prove that it's a bechor. Motzech veil of arayis. That's the befeisha mishnah in the end of bechoros. That suffered bechoros, so dinim mamonos, motzech veil of arayis. So the Gemara is a shayel, okay. So the Kohen is a smart guy. He says, wait a second, it's a safek, I'm going to go ahead and be tayface. So now what? So what do you say? So, talk for Kohen, motzim yadu, ayim motzim yadu. When the Kohen goes in and grabs the safek bechor, do you make him give it back or do you not make him give it back? So that's a big sugi on the above in Maseches Bamotzia. And finally, the Gemara concludes. We're not sure what the Gemara concludes. It's not clear exactly what the conclusion of the Gemara is. So most of the Rishonim assume that the conclusion of the Gemara is that motzim yadu, that is not acceptable. Even though one could have argued that at that point, it's already the Motzach Ver is in the other direction. That's what one side of the Gemara is, that once the Kohen grabs it, so then he has the right to say, good, I'm Motzach Ver, where are you? You get it back from him, you take it away from me, prove that it's not mine. So most of the Rishonim hold that the conclusion of the Gemara is that no, with the exception of the Rambam, Rashba, a few Rishonim here and there, most of the Rishonim assume that the Maskanas of the Gemara is that Tach V'Kayei Metziv Yadav, that's not acceptable in Halacha. You can't be taken something as a, in this case of a Suffolk, and therefore you would have to return it. So that's a big question now. The Gemara was talking about a case of a Suffolk in Metzius, a case that we weren't sure what the facts are. So now the Rishonim discussed what would the din be in a Suffolk in Halacha. So now the Beis Din sitting on the case, and they don't know what the din is, because Chazal already threw their hands up 2,000 years ago and said, Teiku. So what do you do? So the Ramban writes in Bav Metzia that the same way that we paskin that Tokfekoy Metzia Miyodo, like Rov HaRishonim, that that's not Tvisa Liachash Oda Suffolk is not acceptable. So Tvisa Liachash Oda Suffolk of Teiku is also not acceptable. What's the difference whether it's a Tvisa and a Suffolk Metzias, whether it's a Tvisa and a Sveka Tadina? At the end of the day, Tvisa is not going to work in any case of a Suffolk, and therefore you're going to have to return it. So that was the famous Pesach in the Ramban, and that's what probably most people thought for hundreds and maybe thousands of years, that Tvisa is just not going to work. Until the Shach came along and wrote an entire Sefer to prove otherwise. So, and he named the Sefer Tukfa Kohen, he was a Kohen, so he wrote a whole 500-page Sefer, it's only 500 pages because there's so many Perushim on it, but not such a big Sefer. So the Shach argued for many, many, many reasons to think that maybe this wasn't true, that maybe this Pesach of the Ramban was not correct, that maybe Tvisa should work under these circumstances. And he lined up a whole series of different reasonings why. So first of all, he wasn't even sure that we paskin that by even Suffolk and Matthias. He's not so sure that's even the Moskvim Segemar. Maybe the Rambam's right. Okay, that's all. In the back pocket, he always has the Shittas of Rambam. But then the Shach suggests, and he quotes this already from others before him, Bush already, the Shach elaborates upon this idea that when the Gemara says that Tfisa by Safik Bechor, according to most Rishonim, that Tfisa by Safik Bechor doesn't work, maybe that's unique to Safik Bechor, and that has nothing to do with any other Tfisa. Alas Vekas from Kol HaTarakula. My eye managed down at Tfisa Safik Bechor, because at the end of the day, that even if it is a Bechor, the Yisrael has a shtickle shaykhas to it anyway, because the Yisrael has the Tavis HaNoh. The Yisrael could decide who to give it to. So when the Kohen grabs it, even Al Asad, that he's right, he wasn't supposed to grab it. So maybe that kind of a tvisa, which is shaloi kedin, no matter what the Messias was, that kind of a tvisa is not acceptable. But if it's a tvisa, my money versus your money, so if you're right, it's not your money. So the Shach claims that maybe that would not be included in the Gemara. So the Shach has moida that's clear from Tosfos, 15 Tosfos throughout Shas that didn't buy into this, because every time tvisa lachshon on the suffix comes up in any shape or form in the Gemara, so Tosfos always asks the same kasha. What about the Gemara B'mtzia? So Tosfos talks about a suffix in Shtaris and a suffix in Schiris, and every suffix, Tosfos lumps it together into one. So the Shach says, according to me, so then none of these Tosfos are right, that all the kashas were commandolay. So this is the answer that solves the world's kashas. So the Shach is just ma'or the fact he's against 25 Tosfos, but he still says that he thinks he's right, that the Shach could say such a thing. I couldn't say it, but the Shach could say it. He still thinks the emesis, like what he's saying, that Gemara in Bava Metzia was not relevant b'chol. Then the Shach has another approach. He says that maybe Tvisa in a case of a Sveika Dedina is better than all the other Sveikas for a totally different reason. There's a Tosfos that has arrived from a Gemara, this way some read this Gemara, that Tvisa Liachash Yom HaSofik doesn't work when the Tayface has a Taina Sofik. It means the Tayface doesn't know. I wasn't in the barn. I have no idea whether this is really Bechor or not. So my Tvisa is such a Shvacha Tvisa. I'm coming with a Tvisa, and when the Beis Din says, what gave you the right to be Tayface? He says, I don't really know, but I have a 50% chance that maybe I'm right. So the Beis Din throws, that's a joke. That's not a Tvisa. You're a Sofik on if you have to give it back. But what would the din be if I have a tainus body? I know for a fact that I'm right. How do I know? So Tosfos gives you a whole case. It's a shtar with two ways, begins to weigh them. I know this a whole chagadia. Tosfos says if you have a tofes, it's a suffix to base din, but the tofes is a vadai. So when you have a tefisa with a tiny vadai, for sure that's going to work. That's going to work even the shnol a suffix. So the shach says that when you have a suffix in the Gemara, so the guy comes and says it's vadai. It's a suffix to Ravina Ravashi, but for me, then a big time chacham. So I know the din is. The din is like I'm right. So that's like a tefisa with the tiny vadai. So the kudus says fakis. We wrote a perush on the shach. So he says, what does that mean? He said, Ravina Ravashi didn't know. The Gemara is blind by a taker, but who are you? He didn't stick to the shah for you. You're a Balabah. What do you mean? You decide you're smarter than the Amorim. What kind of Titus Vada is that? Who are you kidding? That's not a Titus Vada. Titus Vada means that there's some kind of a suffix in the and I was there. I claim I was the one. I know for a fact Magili the Mama. Bazin doesn't know what happened. So that's a Titus Bori. Then maybe Titus is right. But a Titus Bori that maybe. I'm going to say that I think the halacha is this way. That's a very, very hard to believe. That's called a tainus bari. So many have tainus on their shach. Is there any other way to defend this idea that maybe a tefisa is going to work? A wild dinner, a suffix in halacha. Dazed and throws their hands up. They don't know what to do. And a guy's going to let it be tofes. How you talking? So how's it going to work? Tefisa is going to be better than the Beis Din, so the answer is maybe.
You know, so imagine the way you think the Beis Din is like. Is it a psak of suffix or is it a din of like an ipsak? We're not making ipsak. So if it's a psak of Beis Din, I understand. Whatever they did, they said take it. So most of you have a right, so you can't go and take it. But if really what Beis Din is saying is we don't know and therefore we're withholding our psak. So then it makes more sense that Tefisa you could do and then you could change the...
So you did an excellent way of explaining what the Nekunas of Achloikas is about Metziah, whether Tefisa L'Achshon HaSofik works. The problem is that we're assuming that Tefisa L'Achshon HaSofik doesn't work, but by HaSofik and Allah it will work. So that's, you have to explain. That's what you have to explain. If you want to go down the Rambam, you want to say Tefisa works by Sveikas because Beza never paskin, it's an Ipsah, because on the day. But you want to agree to Rova Rishayim that Tefisa doesn't work, but by Halach it's going to work. So that's already a much harder thing to sell. So in the Kudus of Sveikas, he suggests the following beer, that what is it about Tefisa by a suffix that doesn't work? What exactly is the Chisaron that Tefisa shouldn't work? So if you think about it, in terms of Hilchas, Motzev Chlevaraya, L'chara, there is no motzev l'raya anymore because motzev l'raya means that I was muchsav. We walk at the basin together. I'm holding onto the sefer. If you grab the sefer for me in front of basin, so you were just motzi away from me. So we're not really sure now who's the motzi. But so a minute ago I had the sefer. Now you have the sefer. So who's the muchsav? Not 100% clear who's the muchsav. So it could be that in terms of hilchos muchzokos, we're not really quite sure what to do right now. So why is it that we send it back to the original person? What does the first person have over the second person? So the answer is that there really is no muhsuk anymore. I was muhsuk, but I'm not muhsuk now. So the two muhsuks, in a sense, cancel each other out. What do you do when you have a din Torah when there's no muhsuks? That's the Gemara of Metziah in the 8th paragraph, of course. But the Gemara says, whenever you have a din Torah, when you don't have a muhsuk, so the next best thing is cheskes barakama. Who used to own the item? What did we know about a month ago? Right now we don't know anything, but a month ago we know that somebody owned the item. So the Gemara said to Feirish that if you can't follow muhsuk, there is no muhsuk. Either it's because there is no muhsuk b'chlal, it's out in the middle of the field, or it's karka, there is no muhsuk b'karka. Whatever the details are, there's no muhsuk. Then you apply the cheskes barakama. Then you follow whatever it used to be. So there's a Ramban that starts the ball rolling for this, and the Kudus HaSveikas picked up on this. It says that the idea of following the Cheskes Marakama doesn't apply to all kinds of Sveikas. There are some kind of scenarios where Cheskes Marakama is going to unravel. Why would Cheskes Marakama unravel? Because at least according to some, and this was also a big lachlokes between the Kudus HaSveikas, he was a Ketzes's brother, between him and his brother, about what exactly Cheskes Marakama is all about. So it could be that a Cheskes Marakama is basically almost like an extension of Chazaka Meikara. That Chazaka Meikara means that whatever the status quo was, if last week it was Mutter, it was Blight Mutter. Last week was Tohar, it was Blight Tohar. Whatever the status quo was, in Isurim, we continue it going. The Gemara learns that from Sukkim, beginning of Masechas Chulin. Finally got that in Ezekiel tonight. The beginning of Chulin, the Gemara learns that from Sukkim, that you follow the Chazaka. That works in all areas of Halacha. And that may even work in Din HaMamonos. So the idea of Cheskes Marakama may be an extension of the period of the principle of a Chazaka Meikara. And we don't have Muchsuk, so we don't have Mibal Dvar Miyugashal, we don't have Vishwar, we don't have Bavakama of the fifth parak. So the next best thing we have is a Cheskes Marakama. Cheskes Marakama is just an extension of the principle of Chazaka Meikara of Yisurim. If that's the case, there are some Rishonim who say that Chazaka Meikara only makes sense when you have a suffix in Mitzias. When you have a suffix in Halacha, it doesn't make any sense. Because some Achronim coined the phrase, Bavura Chazaka Yishtana Hadin. Chazaka Mekar means we don't really know what to do, and we're going to assume that we're going to do what the Chazaka says. But the Amoraim said they don't know what the din is. They don't know, who are you? Why is your Chazaka smarter than the Gemara? When you have a Sofik in Mitzvah, so then you just follow the Chazaka, finish, you follow the Chazaka, and we assume that the Chazaka is telling us the truth. But when you have a Sofik in Halacha, we have no way of knowing the truth. The Amoraim throw their hands up and says, until the Yona becomes, no one's going to know the truth to this question. My Chazaka is super duper smart. My Chazaka is smarter than Rabbi Ravashi. So the Chazaka coined the phrase, "Bavura Chazaka Ishtan Hadin." How in the world is the Chazaka gonna prove anything when you have a Sofik in Halacha? If that's the case, that the engine that's driving the inability to be Teifes, the Achashon of the Sofik, is not a Muchzik issue. The issue is a Cheskes Marakama. And Cheskes Marakama is an extension of Chazaka Mekara. If you connect those 15 dots that we just said, then it comes out that a Cheskes Marakama will not work by a Sveik Adadina. When you have a Sveika Dedina, the game's over. That you cannot follow a Chazaka Meikara by a Sveika Dedina. You can't follow a Cheskes Marakama by a Sveika Dedina. Nothing is going to work. And therefore, when somebody's Toyface, so what's Bezin going to do? Bezin can't take it away from him. The only engine that let Bezin take it away from him was relying on the other guy's Cheskes Marakama, which just unraveled for us. So that's the Kudus HaSveikas Shibbol Torah. Again, we don't have time now. Maybe we'll put it on hold for another time. But that's a huge assumption that Bavur Chazak Ashtar Adin, I'll just close with you, I guess, in the sense, that when I first heard this many, many years ago in Kerem Yavim, this idea, this phrase that Acharonim coined, Bavur Chazak Ashtar Adin, so I heard it from Ramosha Dibbiman. I know some of you may have learned Ramoshin. So Ramosha Dibbiman left us, we were learning his Kabbatim, and he left screaming at us at the very end of his man, saying that, Bavur Chazaka Yishtan Hadin, that only makes sense if you hold that Chazaka Meikara is a Biror. So then, how can you be Mevara with the Amorim? Said you can't be Mevara. But if Chazaka Meikara is just a Din Hanhog anyway, as everyone knows in the Olam HaYeshivas, and Litta, it was like in their blood, that of course Chazaka is only a Hanhoga. In Galicia, some of them didn't know this, and the other Achmarim didn't write that way, but in the Lithuanian Yeshivas, that was like Chegul HaYavar, that Chazaka Meikara is Hanhoga. So if Chazaka Meikara is Hanhoga, why can't I say it by Sveik Adina? What's the problem? Why can't I say it by Sveik Adina? So that's how we left us hanging. I remember I was 19 years old at the time, and I thought that was like the most radical Lakash in the world. So I went back to America for Ben Zman and for Pesach that year, and I happened to have spent Ratzika Shalesky, happened to have been in Riverdale, that particular Yom Tov, and I asked him this kasha. And he gave me a whole shtickl Torah I didn't really understand. And then I asked Rav Osman, Rashivan tells in Riverdale the same kasha, and he gave me the exact same shtickl Torah. I didn't understand that either. So I came back to Ramosh, I didn't understand either of them. So it was bothering me for years and years and years and years and years. About 30 years later, so I finally discovered what I thought was the correct answer to this question. I don't remember now. To go back, but there were 30 years. I remember it was I gave a bang on the table in my house, and all of a sudden I thought I discovered America. My wife came in to check that everything was okay. I thought everything's fine, but I finally understood from 30 years ago. It's late. I'm tired. At the airports, I have to think about what the answer is. So think about it a little bit. Okay.